This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
8 minutes past nine. Those who know English say, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. I was laughing at Abutukotani for saying good morning on Eldrian's show this morning, but I am out here forgetting to say good evening and consistently saying good morning. Again, my apologies. I think it is because I'm used to working in the wee hours of the morning and therefore will continuously say we are creatures of habit. We are creatures of habit and we will continuously learn and grow as we go along. I hope you pardon me for that one. But we're going to swiftly move on to a conversation of reactions. And there's a reaction to the medium-term budget policy statement that the Minister of Finance delivered earlier this afternoon. We're joined in this conversation by researcher and budget analyst in the Studies and Poverty and Inequality Institute. And this is Liluna Mcebisi, who will be helping us unpack this conversation. Liluna, good morning. Good evening.
Good evening. Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. I'm a budget and a budget analyst at the Studies and Poverty and Inequality Institute. Gulelo Namkresibe.
I will get it right. I'm teaching myself to say other people's names right. I think the barrier of languages is not a thing that we can make an excuse of in South Africa. Thank you so much for correcting me there. But let's jump right into it and maybe just get a general reaction from you in a conclusive manner, rather. And I think I want us to approach this one with an educative point of view. I keep saying that every single time the minister comes onto the fore and speaks and give us all of these updates, that sometimes someone like my mother might not understand all of this jargonated conversations. Mm. So let's maybe have it, dialed down to as minute a detail as possible. Your general reaction.
Right. Thank you so much. And very good to you and your listeners. A general reaction for me was that, look, we're having the same conversations. It seems that, we're not having the conversations that we should be having, like the urgent need for a basic income grant. I mean, we're talking about how the government is looking, to avoid a sovereign debt crisis, but then don't seem to acknowledge the multiplier effect that, stimulus is going to have on the economy. And so there are a lot of things throughout the speech from Minister Mboweni today that just, they didn't really address the necessary conversations that we need to be having. But at the same time, they brought out a lot of kind of reassuring sentiments to the general public, to be like, look, we know things are bad, but we are getting better. He kept talking about how the green shrubs were coming out and, we are trying to, make a better future, make a sustainable future. So basically what he was saying to us is don't panic. I mean, we know things are bad, but don't panic. It can only get better from there. To dial it down a bit, I think that's what I would say.
And thank you so much for that conclusive sort of a reaction, just at a high level point of view. But maybe let's focus a little bit on some of the pain points. And I don't know if you do agree with me on this one, that we have seen that the expenditure of the government as far as paying, the public sector, especially at managerial level, has always been quite questionable as far as the deserving nature of these individuals and the direction of this money that is going out to these people. How do we feel about the wage bill being decreased?
Look, I honestly don't. I'm very concerned about that because the public service, I mean, it's the main employer, especially for the majority of the black middle class in South Africa. Mm-hmm. And this contributes heavily on black households and black-led households and dependents in the middle class in our country. And so what I'm very concerned as to what the repercussions of this can be. This reprioritization, I think he said about 6.8 billion rand was going to be reallocated or reprioritized from the sector. And what does this mean, for the majority of the country that is supported by the sector and by this main employer. I mean, I understand that, look, it's great that we are extending the social relief of distress grant, which is great. And, you know, it's admitted, I mean, even in the speech this afternoon, government and the minister himself admitted that this grant has been effective at reaching millions of South Africans and households. Now, I mean, if we all agree that it's playing a big role in the poverty reduction and making basic needs more accessible to people, and also when people have income, when they have the capital, they are then able to make more educated economic decisions. Mm-hmm. So we have people that are now, you know, economically active in our society. And so if we all agree that this is great and this can stimulate our economy, then why are we not making this a more permanent solution? It seems to us that, look, the government is failing to see that, you know, there's a multiplier effect here. Now, the multiplier effect, just to explain that, is when there's an injection into the economy that causes an increase in the national income. So the more money you put out, the more money that money is going to generate itself. Mm-hmm. I mean, if people have more money in their pockets to spend, that money is going into the economy. It's making the economy greater. It's making it stronger. There's more money in the circulation. There's more activity. I mean, that's stimulus. And so, you know, when we're looking at things like, okay, there's research that is proving that, look, there is a correlation between, you know, stimulus effect and the way in which the economy can recover, then why are we not making this permanent? Mm. I mean, we welcome the fact that the grant has been extended. But then if we keep extending it, like, this is a social protection mechanism. But now, social security, but I mean, when we're talking about social security and we're talking about these month-to-month kind of extensions, it's taking the security out of it, because now people don't have the security to say, okay, they can't plan with the money they have. They can't make calculated economic decisions because it's not permanent. It's not something that they can rely on. We don't know that after January what's going to happen. We don't know the income that is going to be affected by this change that has been extended, but then we don't know further out, like, what's going to happen. And so that just takes the security out of social security, and we don't need that right now. The economy doesn't need that right now. The South Africans don't need that right now, especially coming off the mouth of a very devastating pandemic. Lockdown, you know, has had a very crucial impact on the economy in South Africa. So that's not what we need right now.
Definitely. And the contrast there of, you know, taking the security away from social security.
Exactly.
But then to assist the consolidation of spending, government is said to be looking to increase tax collection totaling to about 40 billion rands over the next 3 years. Where do we see this tax collection coming from? Is it income tax? Is it corporate tax? What are we looking at?
You see, it wasn't really specified, but I mean, looking at trends, you know, we have the spending trends, we have the revenue trends in South Africa. Not a lot has been, you know, kind of tabled to come from business tax. I mean, I think about a few months ago, there was a stat saying that more than 80% of businesses were not liable to pay taxes. And that, in turn, cripples the revenue that is being collected from taxes. I mean, that's putting more burden on the taxpayer. It's putting more burden. And I think the minister had mentioned in his speech that in every crisis, it is unfortunate that it is always the poor that are hardest hit. Mm-hmm. And this is what we're seeing. This is what we have been seeing in, unfortunately, the 20 years of democracy that we have been witnessing. This is what we're seeing. Like, the poor just keep getting poorer. And with economic policies like this that don't address, you know, the full scope of tax income then we're not going to move progressively forward from that. The poor will continue to get poorer and the rich will continue to get richer.
Definitely. And I mean, if I'm gathering right, you would rather we don't go towards increasing tax collection, but rather tightening the efforts towards properly and efficiently collecting taxes where people have been evading tax, if I'm hearing you right there. But let's talk about a very painful one, the bailout of SAA.
Oh, right.
Do we fancy this idea? Do we see this bailout turning out any different from the previous ones?
You know, it's very hard to countenance or to approve any SOE bailout from a pro-poor perspective, from a pro-poor stance, especially given the fact that in the February budget, the minister himself had said that, look, there will be no more bailouts to any SOEs, especially SAA. There will be no more handouts. There will be no more business rescue missions trying to, make it more sustainable as an SOE. And so now to turn around and say, okay, you know, an amount of 10 billion rand is going towards SAA. I mean, it's very hard. It's very hard to swallow that as a country, but it is what it is. And he did mention in his speech that it's a responsibility that the government has to take. But then, you know, it's very hard to countenance that, to approve of that, especially coming from a pro-poor stance where you have millions of South Africans who have been disadvantaged even more by lockdown, by the effects of COVID. Mm. And then we have an SOE that is just failing to keep itself afloat and now is seeking more financial bailouts from the government.
Definitely. Liluna, thank you so much for joining me this morning to help us unpack, you know, further reactions to the medium-term budget policy statement, because I think all of us are still trying to put our minds around it, but we'll be sourcing out one more reaction. So thank you so much for joining me this evening.
Thank you so much, Musa, and thank you for having me.
Definitely.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.